Ever get that feeling, you know, like when you start playing a game and something about it feels strangely familiar, like you've almost played this before, but it's got this whole new look?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that might be game reskinning at work. And today, we're going to take a deep dive into this fascinating world and uncover just how much of it goes on.
It's kind of like, how do I put it? It's like white labeling, but for game development.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so for our listeners who aren't familiar with that term.
Sure. So imagine you have a really well-built house, right? Solid foundation, good bones, the whole nine yards. White labeling would be like taking that house and giving it a complete interior design makeover. New paint, furniture, decor, everything to match a specific style or brand.
Oh, okay, I get it. So instead of building a house from scratch.
Exactly. You're taking something that already works perfectly well and tailoring its appearance to suit a particular need.
So bring this back to games for us. How does this whole reskinning thing actually play out?
Well, let's say you're a company and you want to create a little buzz with a fun mobile game, right? Now you could build that game entirely from scratch.
Which I imagine takes a ton of time and money.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you're aiming for that polished, addictive quality that keeps players hooked. We're talking teams of designers, developers, sound engineers, the works. It's a huge undertaking.
So reskinning is like the shortcut.
In a way, yes. Instead of reinventing the wheel, you take an existing game that already has solid mechanics, basically give it a makeover. You're essentially buying the blueprints from another developer and then customizing them to fit your brand.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's faster, it's cheaper, and you can really focus on making sure the game matches your brand perfectly.
Exactly. And your source material actually highlights a perfect example of this with a beverage company. They wanted to launch a new juice product, and they thought, hey, why not a mobile game to get some buzz going?
Okay, I can see where they're going with this. A fun little mobile game to get people excited about their new juice.
Right. But building a game from scratch, that could take months, even with a big budget. Reskinning, however, could significantly cut down that development time.
So, they opted for a reskin. What kind of game did they go with?
Well, they decided on a match three puzzle game.
Ah, classic. Those are always super addictive. So instead of matching like candies or gems.
Exactly. They reskinned it to be all about their juice.
Oh, that's clever. So, like, instead of a generic Candyland background, it's all,
Yeah.
what, like a sunny orchard with, like, ripe fruit and stuff.
You got it. And get this, instead of matching candies, players are matching different flavors of the company's juice packs. The developers replace those candy sprites with images of the actual juice packs. Maybe different flavors even have different shapes, you know, adding a little something extra to the gameplay.
Oh, that's a nice touch. And of course, they wouldn't call it like Candy Crush anymore, right?
Right. They'd give it a catchy name that ties directly into their brand and the product. Something like Match the Juice Pack or something equally creative.
It's amazing how much goes into it.
It really is. And we're just scratching the surface here. We'll be right back after a short break to dive even deeper into the world of game reskinning. Stay tuned.
So we've got our juice puzzle game all reskinned and ready to go. Wouldn't players notice? Like, wouldn't they realize it's just a dressed-up version of another game?
Right, and that's a really important point. The article actually talks about this, using the example of a game reskin for those little yellow minions from the
Oh,
movies.
yeah, the minions. Everyone loves those guys.
Exactly. And they're instantly recognizable, right? So in that case, it's not about trying to hide the fact that it's a reskin.
So sometimes it's more about like leveraging a popular format.
Exactly. Players already enjoy match three games. They're familiar, they're fun, so why not tap into that?
It's like they're not starting from zero. They're starting with a game people already know they like.
Precisely. And that ties directly into one of the biggest benefits of reskinning, targeted marketing.
Oh, right. Because with our Juice Pack game, we're not just trying to reach anyone who plays mobile games.
You're targeting people who love that brand, who might be interested in the new juice, who maybe already enjoy those kinds of puzzle games. It's very strategic.
It's like laser focused. Instead of just putting your game out there and hoping for the best, you're going after a specific group.
Exactly. And let's not forget the cost effectiveness, which we touched on earlier. Remember, building a game from scratch, that's a whole team of people, months of work, potentially millions of
Yeah, it
dollars.
adds up so quickly.
Reskinning helps companies, especially smaller ones, dip their toes into the gaming world without, you know, breaking the
It's
bank.
like a lower risk way to test the waters.
Exactly.
But okay, this has all been about like mobile games, puzzle games, that kind of thing. What about bigger games?
Ah, now you're getting into some really interesting territory. The article actually mentions that reskinning isn't just limited to those simpler mobile games.
Really? So we could see like a huge open-world RPG reskinned.
Absolutely. Think about it. You could take a complex RPG with its intricate worlds, storylines,
All
characters,
those quests and battles and everything.
exactly, and adapt it to fit a completely different theme.
So instead of battling dragons, I could be what, like managing a company?
There you go. Or exploring the human body instead of a fantasy kingdom. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
That's wild. I never would have thought of reskinning something so complex.
It definitely adds a whole other layer of complexity to the process.
That's pretty amazing when you think about it. Like
Yeah.
taking a huge RPG world and reskinning it into some kind of corporate training tool.
Right. It really shows you how adaptable these game mechanics can be.
It's not just about making things look different. I bet there were some serious design challenges when you're reskinning something that complex.
No, absolutely. You really have to understand the original game inside and out, what makes it tick, what its strengths are, even what its weaknesses are. And then you've got to figure out how to translate all of that into this totally new experience.
It's like you're almost translating a whole different language.
Yeah. And like any good translation, it's not just about swapping out words. You have to capture the soul of the original, you know?
So it's about finding that sweet spot where the game and the brand, they just like click.
Exactly. Because you can't just slap any old brand onto any old game. It just wouldn't feel right.
Okay, so no reskinning a fantasy RPG into like a banking simulator.
Well, now I wouldn't rule anything out entirely. With enough creativity, who knows?
That's true. I guess that's the beauty of game development, always pushing the boundaries.
Exactly. And reskinning is a perfect example of that.
Well, I have to say, I've learned a lot today. I never realized how much went into game reskinning.
Me neither. It's way more than just a fresh coat of paint, that's for sure.
It's a whole art form. So
Yeah.
next time I'm playing a game, I'll definitely be looking for those telltale signs of a reskin.
Me too. You
Yeah.
never know. You might surprise yourself with what you discover.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, that's a wrap for today's deep dive into game reskinning. Until next time.